What the fuck is up, dude?
Are we going?
Huh?
Yeah, we're on.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to what is poised to be the most uncomfortable hour of your life. Tensions are high. You could cut it with a butter knife. A cold butter knife.
A cold knife.
So John's pissed because Morgan's birthday was yesterday. So we had to not give him all of our attention.
You don't understand what that's like.
We diverted a little bit to Morgan. Not even fully. Just I gave him like 75, 25.
It was like 3 hours of attention.
Yeah.
And John is just pissed.
Yeah.
I am mad.
We can tell.
I know. So
he literally 5 minutes before we just started this went and sat.
You guys
in his
finally
car
pay attention to me for a little bit and you notice that I'm upset.
He's like, I gotta go feed the meter. And I witnessed him go sit in his car for like 10 minutes.
Because you wouldn't give me a key to come back in.
It was about the key?
Yes.
I would have given you a key, dude.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
I mean,
I'm sitting out there waiting for the key.
How'd you get in? How'd you get back in?
Because I scaled the wall, dude. So I'm devoted to this because I care.
You don't look like you care.
But so, yeah, yesterday was the best day ever, as we all know.
Yesterday was Morgan's birthday. He's 48.
I mean, when you look back on like little bubbly blue-eyed baby Morg,
you know, blue eyes.
A happy...
Does Morgan have blue eyes?
Yeah, whatever.
Just a happy kid with his whole future ahead of him.
I don't think he has blue eyes.
But it's there, whatever you want him
cook,
to be.
Let him cook. Let him cook.
They're beautiful.
But you know, just a happy kid with his whole future ahead of him.
Yeah.
And you thought, you know, 29 comes around.
I'm going to be a trillionaire.
Here I am, you know? If you got flashed that picture, like, are you driving off a bridge right then and there, or?
Yeah, I mean, 5 years ago, I thought we'd be billionaires by now.
Yeah.
Which hurts.
What year do you think
was? Do you think you're closer or even taking a step up towards that?
This year was the best financial year of my life.
That's insane. Because I know what that picture
looks
like.
No, I saw your tax.
No, I have some back-end deals that you guys have no clue about.
Oh, bet.
Okay.
They're literally from your back.
You stopped taking all your Adderall, now you sell it all, or what?
No, I've always been selling it.
True.
You
definitely sell way less now.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think you've sold a pill this year.
No, I have. I've sold quite a bit.
How many?
Not that this is hypothetical. I don't.
Yeah.
That would be illegal. Well, he sells it to people with prescriptions.
It's still illegal.
prescriptions. No. Party.
Okay, if you're the sheriff that listens to this, this is a joke.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Forgot about our sheriff boy.
Sheriff Johnson
listens? I don't think he listens to this. I think he listens to our music.
But he's seen something.
He doesn't listen to your music.
No, he doesn't.
No one listens to it.
No, the sheriff at the fucking music festival said he fucks with our shit tough.
He said he listens to in the gym.
Oh, there's a sheriff?
Yeah,
he
recognized us, and I was fucking
Did we not talk about this already? No, we did.
So.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
He recognized us at the music festival.
Maybe you talked about it not on this, though.
No, we for sure talked about it on this. It was like our first episode back, I'm pretty sure.
No, that was like 2 weeks ago.
Our third episode back.
Yeah, but anyways.
Whatever, yeah. We're in with the fucking feds, bro. Fucking.
Yeah, no one's. He asked me for Adderall.
Are we excited about that, or are we afraid of
it? Bro, we're in. We're immune.
We have our
parking tickets. See you later. Doesn't matter.
We met our target audience.
Yeah.
The San Diego parking enforcement.
No, he's a sheriff, bro. He's a sheriff.
Yeah. He's the county sheriff and he fucks with bike.
Or his name was Sharif. I don't remember.
Yeah.
He fucks with our
There's a guy named Sharif.
Yeah, it's just a dude named Sharif. I don't know.
It's just a Sharif.
He was the fucking boy, though. I'll tell you that.
He was an absolute homie. He was like, he went to college with us.
He did?
Yeah, that's how he knows us.
Oh, so he's been on our six for a minute.
Yeah, they're
just waiting to strike.
Yeah, we need to not.
Oh, so he was a young cop.
Oh, no, yeah. He was like our age. He was dope.
If he was even
so, he's actually doing well.
No, his name was Sharif.
We have people who listen to this who are doing well in life.
Dude, I think most people.
I mean, he listens to our music, so how well could he be doing?
Is it better than us or just well?
I think most people are doing better than us, but
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yes. But that doesn't mean well.
I don't know.
I guess true.
Yeah, there was something that came to my attention from the last podcast that I think needs to be brought up.
You being on it?
Yeah, me being on it. One, people are outraged, but actually. All of our things that we listed for stuff that guys do to impress girls were actually just things that guys do to impress other guys. So
is that so?
So I don't know if we just like mix that up.
Well, why do you think
subliminally?
Why do you think we're single, John?
Well, why do you think I do those things?
Well, if they impress dudes, they also impress girls.
No, that's what they're saying doesn't work.
Oh,
it's
really?
Like benching 225 impresses dudes.
No, chicks love that, dude.
So we're just blind.
Okay. Right, Gary?
Well, that's why I don't go to the gym. That's why I don't go to the gym. Girls don't care about that.
That's not what I said.
Wait, so what was the question again? How do we fuck it up?
Well, no, we didn't fuck it up.
Oh, there's our motorcycle guy.
Gang.
Shout out to
every
the
fuck
dude.
Guy still fucks. He fucks hard.
Dick.
The guy fucks.
That's our cheer.
We didn't fuck it up. Just the things we listed were actually just things that you would do if you were trying to impress a dude, not a chick. Like, chugging beer doesn't impress a girl, it impresses dudes.
And when we said in college, chugging beer impresses girls.
It doesn't, though.
Yes,
girls,
it does,
girls said
dude.
that wasn't a thing.
Freshman year of college, that was a thing.
If you could do a 30-second wine bag pull,
you guys
even go. Now, I would say.
No.
Yeah, I did it recently.
No.
Bro, if it was Wednesday and you could do a 30-second bag pull, you're rigging ass. I promise you.
You guys are the fucking dumbest people I know.
Dude, I did that at Splash House recently.
Oh.
And the girls were fucking, dude.
Okay, that I will not condone.
You were there, too.
Yeah.
You did like a 10-second one.
He was
one
the one that
like,
you thought was the girl.
Oh, well, okay. Also, it could be true.
Okay, yeah. No, objectively, chugging alcohol is not cool.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, yeah.
No, the behind the scenes.
We definitely
not cool.
Like mentioned in college that was cool.
No, yeah, it's still
which
cool.
I'll still hold up. Says the only guy who didn't go to college. Yeah, it was cool, dumbass.
I was the one who wasn't saying it. It was the multiple people in our comment section saying that it's not.
I still think it's cool.
Women.
Well, let's see their fucking ads.
Okay.
What was the question? Do we need to re-answer it?
No, we don't need to re-answer it. We just answered it badly.
But the question was how to impress girls?
No. We did this.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
we got think? It.
But in other news,
have you ever been to a trailer park? Chugging alcohol is sick.
Yeah, I haven't.
So it just depends on where you're at.
It's location.
If you're
location.
In Arkansas and you can do a 30-second wine bag pull, you're the coolest guy in the bar.
Let's hear it from the Arkansonians.
Arkansonians?
Arkansasians.
Arkansians?
Arkansas.
That felt right.
Arkansasians?
Did it?
Arkansasians?
How many days have you been wearing that shirt in a row?
Dude, okay. I wore the shirt for 2 episodes. That's maximum 3 hours. Do you guys wash the shirt after you wear it for 3 hours?
If I wear it in a day, yes, I wash it.
I don't. I'm not going to lie. But I don't perspire.
I didn't
the
even
real
wear
question it. Shouldn't be how many days has it been since you washed that shirt? How many days has it been since you washed that cup?
This cup?
Yeah.
That's I just got valid. It out of the fucking...
You don't even know what it's called.
The fucking... You shut it and it turns on.
The dishwasher.
The dishwasher.
The dishwasher.
We don't even have soap for that thing. I just fucking shut it and it just spins around.
We do have soap for it.
Oh, really? I'm just kidding. Just a
but,
joke.
But what other cool shit happened? Oh, the CDs.
Oh, we bought mixtapes last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which no one thought really still existed.
Well, I literally told the guy. I was like, I don't even have a way to play this. Like, what am I supposed to do?
But you bought it.
Yeah, I did.
That so guy's a salesman.
We spent $5 for 2 mixtapes last night.
Yeah.
You figure they do 2 of those every hour, they're making above minimum wage.
And I'm low-key pissed because I was like, okay, like realistically, I have no way to play this. Like, what's your Spotify? And he pulls up his Spotify. And the mixtape that he gave me was like 6 mixtapes ago on his Spotify.
Well, he's still selling them. He hasn't like sold out of them.
Yeah, he's not sold out. Like, well, give me that new shit, dog. I paid $1 for that.
I just don't understand how they ever thought that was a good idea. Can you explain to me how it would be a good idea?
People, it's called guerrilla marketing.
You hand out the CD to someone.
Grassroots.
They listen to it. Their uncle.
Grassroots
producer.
Marketing, bro.
You like it. Show it to them. The uncle then goes and signs you. You're now a rapper.
I guess it's not impossible.
Well, no, that scenario is impossible, but that's how they think it's going to work.
Okay. That's the only logical way, right? You think San Diego, like hot city, like maybe I'll accidentally get this in the hands of somebody with a CD player, first of all, and then... Secondly, they think I'm really
well,
good.
Well, the saddest part is we were probably their best chance at getting in the hands of someone.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, this is ass.
It was really bad.
But they are opening for Wiz Khalifa. So I'm, and you
I
told
don't
me to DM
fucking
them.
Believe that at
well,
all.
Well, I'm a DM. I'm going to try to get
Should
free
we
tickets.
Should drop them? What's their names?
Not after that. Not after that slander.
No, because they get tagged and then they're listening back and then we got people outside.
We didn't
outside.
Paint a good picture.
No, they were sick, dude. They were so sick.
No, actually, my guys was sick.
Yeah, yours, his guys was good.
Yours was ass.
No,
what was it lo-fi or something?
Stop.
Slow,
we're not dropping
slow
names.
Slow lo-fi? King lo-fi? Just something like that.
No, no,
look them up. Gang
do.
Shit.
We're not dropping fucking names. We're not dropping names. I don't.
I'll drop them. Check my Instagram. I'm going to drop them.
I liked the music. Big fan.
No, whoever produced that shit, kill those guys.
Not if they kill you first.
So what do we got today, boys?
Do we want to talk about how just everything is so fucking frustrating, or do you think we should just move right past that?
Did you have something in mind?
The microfucking phones.
Oh, okay, the microphones.
I mean, that's kind of
an us problem, I think.
Well, I know it's an us problem.
Yeah, I don't know if it appeals to a greater audience.
Just to cut it short, for the last 2 hours, Morgan's been waving a microphone around our apartment, trying to figure out where the buzzing's coming from.
Been staging our fucking apartment,
and
with
we narrowed
microphone.
It down to frequencies from some
apparently
sort of
there's an electromagnetic field. I'll get through these words.
Apparently, there is.
Yeah,
it's 5G, dude. It's in the air.
Through my research, there's an electromagnetic field.
You're a fucking inbred, dude.
The entire Earth is.
There's
an electromagnetic
no words
field.
For how stupid you are.
So we have to have our microphones tilted just like this, or else there's a buzz in them.
I already moved mine.
Yeah,
so
me too.
Fine.
I hope you check that again. But yeah, life rips.
Life actually absolutely fucking goes stupid.
Was that your only thing that's bugging you? That you have?
Dude, I feel like every day it's something fucking new that I can't fucking figure out.
I mean, you're always yelling about something in here.
How is everything so fucking hard?
I was thinking about this. You guys like need to get a couple of like de-stressor hobbies. Do you have any like things that you do that just kind of like?
I'm not stressed.
No,
bro.
That's fair.
I need something.
Morg, you could use a thing that you could do that would take some stress away from your life.
Okay, every time I try to do something, it's something new. Okay, the other day I went to go play basketball. I took this guy's fucking parking spot, and he just sits in his car. Yeah, I know. Fucking sits behind me in the parking lot, and he's like, "Oh, I could have fucking done that, but I didn't." Like, people just try to fucking hate me in public.
It sounds like...
And then, like, he goes to play video games, and it's, like, a six-hour fucking update.
Yeah, tried to go play video games with you. You said, oh, let's do it tomorrow. It'll take me forever to download. Look online. He's fucking already playing.
Well, you were talking about a different game at first.
Yeah, so, but anyways, I had to download have. Six...
Damn, I didn't even know about that. That's chapped.
No, you were asleep.
No, I mean, I didn't know that when he requested to play with you, he was already playing, and he refused to play with you.
I didn't refuse. Yeah. He said he wanted to play Halo. I don't have Halo.
That's a lie. We used to play Halo together.
I don't have it on my Xbox.
We got to re-download it. But there was a 38 gig update. It's like it'll be done next February. No, it's not on anyone. I'm just saying every time I try to do anything at all, it's just like a speed bump.
See, with that mentality, Morg, I think that's where we need to break that down a little.
That's true.
You know,
dude, I woke up. That was the night I went to bed at like 9:30 p.m. I woke up at like 5 a.m. wide awake. And I was just like, what am I supposed to do? So I ate. And then I went to bed from 9 to 12:30.
Yeah, I think we are getting to the age of that.
I went for a run today.
How long was the run?
A solid mile.
Around the block.
So you went for a 7-minute run?
It wasn't a sprint.
Whoa. That just shows how long this guy's been running.
I don't know. It wasn't that long.
No, I'm not going to shame. I'm not going to buy it.
Yeah, dude. Support.
Yeah.
He's trying to get a hobby and you're shooting it down.
No, I wasn't getting a hobby.
That would be the lamest fucking thing you could pick.
I just felt super weird.
Afterwards?
Exercising? No, waking up at like when people are like awake at a normal time.
Oh, that does bring me to one of our things that we were talking about. Do we think it would just be more beneficial for us to switch completely to a nocturnal lifestyle?
Yeah, we were talking about this.
Because, I mean, especially for you, Morg, you don't do anything anyway. So when you do have to do things outside, wouldn't it be better? If, say, you were, you know, only awake during the night hours, you would just get your stuff done at like 6 a.m. when the store's open. No one's there. Okay. There's no traffic because it's early as shit.
Yeah, I think our day should shift.
Your three little chores that you have to do outside of this fucking 4x4 apartment are done in nighttime with no one outside.
It's not that small.
I think there's a study that says something about needing sunlight on a day-to-day basis.
You take vitamin D pills.
No, there's something else. Like, you actually do need
it. Well, you would get sunlight during the early AMs. It'd be like you watch sunrise.
What about those kids that lived in a cave for like a couple weeks?
Aren't they translucent?
You are close.
What about the submarine people? They didn't need sunlight because they're fucking dead.
I'm just saying, really think it out. Really think out your day. You already sit in a dark room for 12 hours.
Okay.
You act like you get sunlight.
Yeah. When do you go outside?
I go for like 3 to 5 walks a day.
Walks? What is that?
It's just for, I exercise at least once a week. And and then I
need
walk.
To get it together.
Huh? I'm just outside of the
Can vitamin, we find a gym nearby?
Outside of the vitamin D, don't you think that it could be beneficial if you just completely switch? Because you already, like, think about, like, going out on the weekends and shit. You don't have to, like,
Well, like, it wouldn't fuck your schedule up. You'd just be like, okay.
Yeah, this is when I'm awake anyway.
No, I don't.
Like, it'd be like getting drunk, like day drinking, just going to bed at like 9 p.m.
Yeah.
I mean, usually I wake up at like 9 p.m., 9 a.m.
But I'm saying all the things that you do during the day, you could just do at night.
But then I get to see no one ever. I don't get it.
You don't do that anyway.
So I just
only see people on the weekends starting at 9 p.m. anyway.
Really think about it.
Okay. Can I come back to this?
Yeah.
Sure.
But okay. I'm agreeing that we should adopt this.
I think it could be beneficial for us also. As long as there's night golf, dude, I'm good.
Is there night golf?
Yeah, there's night golf.
Perfect.
There is glow-in-the-dark balls.
I'm just thinking about the fact that all the things that I have to do, like out in public, like go to the store, like driving around and stuff, I would be able to do those things.
You'd rather do them in the witching hour anyway.
Yeah, I'd rather do it when no one's there. Yeah, Costco at fucking what time opening is that bitch time open? Has got to be litter than shit.
That bitch got to open at like 7 a.m.
Costco? No, it's weird. It's like 10 to 8:30 or something.
Really?
Yeah. But no, I feel what you mean, though.
Because fat slobs to get up.
Every time we go to the store, it's the fucking self-checkout the other week.
Yeah.
We get what do you think is the proper time that
that's
you're
not allowed to? That's not the self-checkout. That's the free exit.
Yeah, it is also the free exit.
Oh, yeah. Stuff's never been cheap. I don't think they work right. Because last time I went there, I bought a whole bunch of vegetables and everything rang up as bananas.
And it was only like $2.
Yeah, right? I paid like $4. It was weird.
It's avocados 15 items or less, or it's all free.
If you have more than 15 items, it's you all, make it
the
less.
Rest is free. No, the rest is free.
You pay
anything
for
above
less.
15 items is free.
Yeah, why does everything always say it's bananas in self-checkout?
Mine always says Top Ramen.
Yes.
But those are about the same price.
Yeah.
So, I mean, technically not stealing.
Yeah, it's something in the code. It's like 01.
That fucking microwave was Top Ramen.
I actually had it the other day. I scanned like 3 steaks as bananas. And I had the error message came up and the guy had to come over and check it. And he just still didn't say anything.
Yeah, when they come and put in the code and it's just like.
I was like, yeah, I don't know. It's just fucking.
Yeah, why would that? Why would they ever care?
They're no longer legally allowed to do anything anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they don't get paid more. Why would I ever give a fuck?
No, it's illegal for them to do anything now.
Yeah. They can't in California try and stop any kind of theft in the store.
Really?
You can't do anything.
There's too many like lawsuits for injuries for people like tackling people and shit.
Oh, fair. So what are they supposed to do?
So the law is actually it's illegal for employers to ask them to stop people.
Oh, yeah. Well, duh. Yeah, right?
And without that ask, no one would ever do it.
No one would ever. Why would you care?
But if they catch you in self-checkout?
Oh, if you get caught and they can't try and detain you, though. They can't try and grab you.
Yeah, so they could just say, like, stop, don't go.
Yeah, stop, and then you just walk
out. No, but the beauty of getting caught in self-checkout is like, oops, okay, I'll scan it.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah, that's been I've run through that 100 times in my head. It's just like, oh, shit, I thought I scanned those.
Crazy.
That checks out in court, too, if you do get caught.
Yeah, so does this.
I'm not trained on this thing. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I've never done
true.
It.
True. I bet even a normal person fucks up 90% of the time on there.
Easily. I'm a normal person.
I'm not a professional cashier.
No.
I don't get paid to do that.
That's a fair argument.
Your fault for letting me. You know what I mean?
Ladies, we all know it's hot girl summer.
We're going to take a break from the show.
All right, ladies
and
gents.
We're going to pause the show for a second.
All right, ladies
and gents. Morgan's got something to say.
God damn it, Garrett.
Read it up, baby.
All right, ladies and gents, we're going to take a quick break from the show because...
You better not cut this shit.
What do you mean?
Just we're taking read the ad,
we're
you
We're taking
idiot.
A All break, right. baby.
Ladies,
hold on just a sec. We're going to take a break.
Give me a break.
Be right back break. After the break.
Give me a break.
Give
that
me
Morgan
a break
bar,
of that Morgan
that Manscaped
ad.
Bar. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break for Manscaped,
hold
ladies.
On, we'll be back in just a second.
We'll be back in a moment, but first, a word from our sponsors, Manscaped.
Ladies.
Real quick,
Morgan, take it up.
Damn it, let me fucking talk.
Yeah, Morgan,
talk. Read it.
Morgan, take it away for Manscaped.
Ladies,
quick break.
Damn it.
Be right back.
Ladies, we all know.
BRB, Manscaped.
Ladies, we all know it's hot girl summer. Go ahead. You take it away.
Shave that clam, Manscaped.
Come on.
This is a better ad read than normal.
Ladies, we all know it's hot girl summer.
If you cut this, I'll fucking slit your wrist.
Ladies, we all know it's hot girl summer, but what kind of summer is your man having? If your man isn't participating in smooth sack summer, then what is he doing, dude? What is he doing? When you're playing in the summer sun, make sure he's scaped from pubes to bum. That's right. This is the summer to keep his balls cool while still looking hot with Manscaped.
Manscaped.
The leader in below-the-waist grooming Manscaped. Is making sure we all have a ball this summer. by giving our pants partners everything they need to stay fresh. Dive headfirst into smooth sack summer by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with our code NOFOMO. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything you need to prepare that summer bod. Whether you're gifting it to your man or using it on your bikini line, let's keep the bush tamed with the Lawnmower 4.0. Their package also includes the weed whacker, includes the weed whacker ear and nose trimmer.
Ear was the word?
Yeah.
And an all-inclusive trip on the Ocean Gate submersible.
The Crop Preserver. Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies. So remember, you could get 20% off and free shipping with the code NOFOMO at manscaped.com. Now back to the show. Break.
The elephant in the room. Barbie. It's coming up. It's coming up hot.
The new movie?
Yeah. First of all, what the fuck is that movie about?
That's what I was just going to
say. We're debating whether or not it's got to be a musical or something, right?
I have no idea.
We looked up the plot, finally, and it just says that...
You looked up to the plot?
Yeah, Barbie and Ken somehow end up in, like, the real world after leaving Barbie world. And, you know, mayhem ensues. Mm-hmm. But he's like, so are they just real people when they go into human land, or are they dolls?
Yeah, it says human land in the description.
Human land.
Yes.
Humanland.
It's in Northern California.
It's part of it. Southern, I think.
It's in the armpit, kind of Fresno-ish.
Yeah. But yeah, there was no... I mean, I don't understand the draw at all.
I don't... Like, there's nothing... Anything... Besides them having, like, the two massive actors in it, and Dua Lipa. Okay.
Yeah. She's in it?
Yeah.
So it's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be really good.
What?
Because she's an actress.
Oh, yeah, for...
I don't understand how there's even any hype behind this.
It kind of falls on the same realm to me as like the live action remake of any Disney movie. Like,
but even less, because at least we know what those movies are.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I already know what they are. I don't need to see them again.
Oh, I'm not saying I do, but like there's a draw to it. I could get it.
Who's it for? Kids?
Like, no, it's adults. It's got Margot Robbie and fucking...
Barbie? It's more geared towards adults, which I'm thoroughly confused by.
Was it like PG-13 then?
I'm hoping it's R.
Okay, if it's R, then there you go.
If it's R, I'm all in.
It's PG-13.
I just don't understand what the fuck is going on.
It's got Ryan Gosling and Margot Robbie in it. That's the whole draw.
Wait, so if it's PG-13, do they even still exist? Like, can you still buy a Barbie? I don't think so.
Yes.
Oh, so there's still a thing, so it makes kind of sense?
Yeah, they're toys. You think those are gone? They're still like Elmos and shit.
I thought, what's the toy store called that used to be super? Toys R Us like gone?
They're still toys.
Yeah, there's
though.
Toys at Walmart, Target, everywhere.
Not a whole bunch.
You don't go out much.
I know. I don't go to the fucking toy section much, correct?
Good. You'd probably get arrested immediately.
Yeah, I would. But okay. Let's say there's an audience.
There is.
But it's not. But I don't even think the audience is kids who play with Barbies. Like, I don't think you take your, like, 8-year-old daughter to go see this movie.
No, I think you either like Margot Robbie or
Ryan Gosling
is the draw.
I just don't think you can get away with an entire film just on that. No, you can't.
It'll make money, though.
Yeah.
You think?
Easily.
It's like the most... anticipated movie of the year. So fucking
all right.
They got him.
No, it
they
is.
They got you with the market.
By every fucking metric, it is.
No, that's fair. No,
it's on social media all day, every day.
That's fair. Let me look at it.
I can't.
I'm going to see it in theaters.
Really? Why?
Because you're going to be by my side, dude.
I'm not going to see
Barbie. You're going to see it with us.
We're doing the Boppenheimer double feature, dude.
No, see, that's how they get you. You want to see Oppenheimer, and then they started this whole, you got to go see both thing.
No, we go get
they
one
did fuck
ticket
us up with that.
We get a ticket for Oppenheimer. We stay in.
Oppenheimer's 3 hours.
I hope Barbie's 3 hours. It's gonna be a 6-hour day.
No.
You don't want to go see Barbie?
I have literally no.
Mark my words, opening day, we're doing a double feature.
John's already out.
And I'm wearing a pink skirt.
It's already out.
No, July 21st.
July 21st.
It's already got a rating that's bad.
Okay. Wait.
What does Barbie?
Yeah. 6.
So if they get IMDb is like a fucking. A group of people, like professionals, right? Or is it just normal people?
So it has like professional critics and user reviews, but I think they're weighted differently.
So like when something gets a shit review, they just put it out anyway? Like, is there not like a...
What do you mean? They have to put it out first.
Well, what
I'm saying, why don't people get the shit reviewed before they fucking put it out?
Well, I mean, what is it?
They already spent $100 million on it. You might as well try and get some money back.
There's probably 10 reviews of it right now. It's not an accurate scale. It's going to end up at a 9.5. Best movie of all time. Oh, Shawshank Redemption, Barbie, Dark Knight. That's the top three.
IMDb.
They spent $100 million.
On just marketing?
On the movie.
No, we spend $100 million on marketing.
I'm not sitting through 2 hours.
No, we're not saying fucking Barbie, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I am all in on this shit.
It looks so bad.
I don't think it does. Visually, it's pleasing.
What?
The pink is pretty
I'll bad. See anything with Margot Robbie in there. Are you fucking kidding me?
See, that's you're part of the problem.
And Dua Lipa's in it.
You're part of the problem.
Okay, yeah, I just answered my own question. Why would anyone go see it?
There you go.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling. So that's solved.
Eh.
Got that elephant out. The Barbie movie. Shoot me in the head, dude.
Yeah, fucking end my whole shit before anyone sees that.
Speaking of movies that I haven't seen that I just watched, I just watched Benjamin Button for the first time.
What?
Never seen it before.
You've been Patrick Starn under a rock?
It's kind of an okay film, but it did make me think.
Okay.
I mean, it's just like, it's like, okay, yeah, he ages backwards, sure.
It's a good movie.
But it's like
movie.
The actual thing is, like, it's just a love story.
It's
like,
a good
no,
movie.
Like that amazing part to it.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
Yeah. But
it's a 7.
This is one of the things. It would be kind of cool, maybe, just to age backwards. Because here's what
I'm convinced that I'm on my Benjamin Button shit.
You're on your you're just still on your
you're
child.
On your Benjamin Button shit.
Or I'm just an immortal witch.
You're just still a child.
You're on your Benjamin Button shit.
What, like that?
No, I'm not saying it. I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm just trying to
refute it or back it up.
I'm trying to.
You're either with me or against me. Am I on my Benji Butty Wuddy shit or not?
I'm trying to process the sentence you just put in that universe. Okay.
So am I.
I think I'm on my Benjamin Button type shit.
I swear I've gone down 3 shoe sizes this year.
3?
You could be just dying.
Just dying young. You're not on your Benjamin Button shit. You're just dying young.
Holy fuck.
That actually has got some legs.
That does.
I might just be dying
early.
I was thinking about, though, it's kind of just...
What's the difference, though, if you reverse it?
Wait, hold on. What's the difference, though?
Either way, he dies young. Right?
Yeah, no, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying you just haven't gotten like all the way back down yet. Like you died.
I'm buttoned up, bro.
You died on your way back down to being young.
Yeah, like basically, if Brad Pitt just died at like 25,
so we'd never even know. You could be right.
You wouldn't know until the fat lady sings.
I guess so.
I was thinking
about having Lizzo sing at my funeral.
Lizzo.
My funeral theme song is the Lizzo theme.
Well, the fat bitch sung. He's toast. I'm sorry, the big, whatever you want to call him.
You could be a big bitch and still be beautiful.
Not her, but yeah, I am a ball for it.
Fair. But okay, so you said, why shouldn't we live that way?
Well, I think it's basically just if you grew up ugly is the whole movie.
So it's a John Marsh story.
Yeah, that's why it's basically just people who had their fucking hit their stride at like later in life. Cause like if you think about it,
his was
just way longer. But it's basically the same thing. Like you have to grow a personality because you're a fucking ugly bitch. And then as you get older, then when you're hot, it's like, oh wow, he's a cool person. I can't believe I bullied him for having fucking weak knees or whatever.
Old as shit.
You find it weird he didn't trade out the hag for like some hot piece of ass when he got super young.
Well, that's why it's good, not great.
Right? It's like okay.
There was a point in there where he slammed some puss.
I'm in high school
puss,
and my wife's 80.
There was a point there where he slammed some puss after she like rejects him one time. And he's like, oh, I will admit I had a few women.
I bet.
Wait, his girlfriend in the movie's 80?
Well, she ages normally. He ages in reverse. Yeah.
What year do they meet at?
Well,
so he's like 20, but he's still 80? And
they
then
meet when he's like old as shit and she's like 20.
Technically, they're the same age, but he looks...
They meet in their 20s, but he becomes... You know,
younger
20 and she becomes 80.
Well, no, there is like a whole middle period where they're the same
age. No, they're vibing at some point in time.
Yeah.
They're a good looking couple at a,
yeah, they, for they a vibe long for period. A minute, but then like the end is he's like
a baby.
He's like 30 years old and she's like 60 she's having a kid at like 40 or something.
So they meet in the middle age.
He's like, hey, you can't raise two kids because I'm going to be a kid. And he dips out. And then he comes back when he's like 13.
And she's old as piss.
And she fucks him again.
Wait, really?
Actually, maybe he wasn't.
Well,
he was a young Brad Pitt, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. On paper,
that's legal.
Statutory rape. But on film, good looking couple.
Yeah, but actually on paper, still good. Because technically he's 70.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Do you think... I'm not going to get into
it. Well, I was thinking about this, too. Because in the end, he gets dementia and everything. Wouldn't you rather get dementia when you're a baby anyway?
You already have it.
You basically already had dementia when you were a baby.
Yeah, if you think about it, you're born with
I'd rather...
We're technically already Benjamin Button, you know?
What? It's basically a movie about a regular guy.
You know? You grow up having someone wipe your ass, and you go out having someone wipe your ass.
It's all the same, I guess, right?
Yeah. But...
kind of, yeah.
If you look like Brad Pitt, you can age in any direction you want as long as it's into my ass. So, ladies and gentlemen.
That's good.
All right, Jay, what do you got for us?
This is one that I stumbled upon that I kind of liked. It's the Stay Toxic King trend. Have you seen these?
Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen a couple of these, but some of them I kind of dive a little deeper and they're pretty good. I think these could just help out Garrett pretty well.
I feel targeted, but...
If she cancels plans with you, wait 5 minutes and then reply, hey, my night just opened up. Still want a link.
Oh, you're... That is good.
That's an absolute left-handed hook of a play right there. That would work 100% of the time.
I can't tell if you're reversing this on me.
No. I'm just saying, you know, they get canceled. Your plans get canceled, you know.
No, are we rating this on how?
I'm just thinking it could work.
Wait, are you saying this is toxic or this is?
Well, this is a toxic. I'm not saying you're toxic. I'm saying this is something that we could do to stay toxic because we got to stay toxic.
Run me that back.
No, so if a girl.
So you're texting a girl, you have plans.
Yeah.
She cancels the plans.
She cancels.
She says, hey, I can't tonight. Whatever.
Okay. Right?
Some bullshit excuse.
So I hit her with.
You say, okay. Then you wait 5 minutes, text her back and say, hey, my night just became free. You still
Shit. I thought this was like a Hail Mary pathetic play.
No. This is
that's gas. Yeah. That's fucking gas.
There we go.
I been all my life?
Yeah.
Dude, if you could do this every time.
I already do this, but I would have sent that to the girl actually meaning it to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, this is huge for you.
Like, hey, are you fucking, are you sure? Mm-hmm.
On accident.
Kind of. Yeah, it's like, oops, sorry, didn't mean to send that to you. But then they're just like, oh, shit.
Yeah, but you...
Yeah, but I'm more like, is he cooler than me? What's the problem? What's going on?
Yeah, in your head, you're freaking out. You're like, what's she doing?
That's why... the way I perceive that just shows so much about the way I approach women.
Oh, you were thinking she texted you that?
I sent that to her, not pretending I was texting it to someone else. Like, I just sent that to her.
Oh.
Like, hey, my night just opened up.
You were thinking like you opened with
I know you canceled the plans, but my night's free.
Yeah, so. Yeah, okay.
No, but that would work 100% of the
time. Like in my scenario, I'm down horrific.
Yes.
In that scenario, we're up big.
Yeah, we're up big.
I think that would work.
That's fucking incredible.
Yeah, that would be really good, right?
The best thing would be to like put a name in there, not hers.
Yeah, you throw that in.
That would be fucking lit.
Well, because then you know you're getting blown up and you're like, oh, you're not going to follow up. Oh, sorry, like, my bad. I mixed.
Oh, my God, that's.
Yeah, you just go like, hey, babes, night just cleared up. You
ladies, I'm back. And my night just opened up.
Like it's a group text?
Holy shit.
This is a good one.
If only I had any numbers.
if a girl says she's not looking for anything, like you're talking to her and you're like, hey, maybe what are we kind of thing. And she says, I'm not looking for anything. Say, I am, but you aren't the type of girl that I'm looking for.
That's fucking
hefty. Yeah, that would
hefty.
Work.
Yeah.
That would just work.
Analysis, yes.
That's fucking hefty.
Well, it pretty much always just comes down to what do you think they're thinking and then give them the opposite reaction.
Yeah, just give they're like, oh, this guy's all
no worries, I am, but you didn't make the cut anyway.
Yeah, well, I am, but I wasn't. You're definitely not.
Oh, yeah, I'm baffled you even thought that was in the conversation.
Yeah, that would work.
This one's just kind of actually mean, but I think it was funny.
The other two weren't.
Well, those are like, those are, you're trying to.
Those are fucking lit.
Those are, you're trying to, you know, work it back to some a power situation.
Yo, ladies, this one stay just, out of my DMs mean. This week. It's going to be a bloodbath.
This one says, when someone complains that you left them on red, say, sorry, I just didn't mean to open it.
That's fucking good.
Oh,
that's good.
My bad, meant to turn red receipts off.
Okay. This one's a good one. This one I think you could use more. Always just text her at 11:11 and 4:44. So the universe thinks Angel she's numbs. Getting a sign.
Yep. Oh, they would love that.
You could work the 333,
222, 111.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, work. They left off some times here, but yeah. That's too many texts in the day. You don't want to do that many.
You could hit them on every hour with one. Just if you only reply once an hour.
No, you can't do 9 o'clock.
999
or 7 or 8 or 6.
Yeah.
You can only do it with 1 through 5.
Yep.
This is why I get no pussy.
Yeah. Sending it at 9 o'clock, not working.
Oh, but it restarts at 10. 10:10. Yeah.
We're 10:10 we could do.
You just can't do 7, 6, 7, 8, or 9.
Yeah, you work from those hours and then the rest you could
6, 7, 8.
You
could
try and
see back to the nocturnal thing.
Yep. 9:10 is better.
Wait, there's AM, PM, whatever.
This is a good one for you, Morg, mm-hmm. if you ever fall into this situation. If a girl says, we need to talk about something, you say...
No, thanks.
You say, I'm glad you brought that up because there is some stuff that we need to talk about. Then you silence your notifications and ignore them.
I love that.
So they're in panic mode because they're trying to hit you with the, hey, we need to talk. So where you're like, flip it.
Will you
full flip. It's always flip it, right?
Flip it. Always about reversing the power dynamic. We need to talk? No. Like, you're fired. I quit. You're breaking up with me? That's weird. I broke up with you yesterday.
Yeah, never healthy, always toxic.
Yeah.
How long? What's the window in which you're allowed to edit a message on the new feature?
I think it's 15 minutes.
Ah, fuck.
No, I think it's as soon as you could unsend it before they see it.
Unsend, I think, is only like a minute. Minutes. But edit?
You can, I think it's
15. Because I was like, if you could just go back and do that shit. Just be like, that's weird. Yeah. June 11th, I broke up with
you. Oh, like
you.
In an argument? You just edit the whole thing?
3 months ago. I thought it was kind of weird that you kept texting me.
No, but it's kind of stupid, though, that it tells everyone when you unsend something. Like, if you're in a group text, it says...
Oh, in a group text.
Or any...
Actually, no, even in a normal thing, it says
unsent. I don't think I've had anyone do that yet.
It says unsent.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid.
When people send me fucked up shit, they just leave it.
Well, it's like they add these features and then they blow your shit up for the only time you'd use them.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's pretty much useless.
Wait, it does say if you unsent something?
Yeah, it'll
it
just
says
say,
unsent.
John unsent
well, I mean,
a message.
But you could easily...
You could get away with you could murder easily, on that.
You could just be like, I sat on my phone. It was all letters.
Oh, no, you could just say, no, I didn't.
It was the whole alphabet.
Prove it.
Can you unsend the notification that says that you unsent?
Ooh.
Now, that's something to look into that I don't know off the top of my head.
Is that an oxymoron?
His look into...
No, that's just a moron. That's just a regular moron.
Okay, those are all I had. Any other toxic things you can think of?
Ways to be...
Can you think of a nice little rebuttal to hear their problem? Think about your daily life. You get yelled at all the time.
So good ways to be toxic?
Yeah.
I guess I'm just so not toxic, you know?
Oh, okay.
It's kind of fair, though. I feel like we aren't toxic.
No, there's a strategy here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we're more swindlers than toxic, you know?
Snake oil salesman.
Slimy.
Snake oil salesman.
Like, I know how to slide my way out of something without...
Slither about.
Without hurting their feelings, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You do.
Ways to be toxic good. Let me see.
Good for you.
Well, because the thing I like about these is most of them are like they're kind of trying to be toxic first and you're kind of flipping it.
Yeah. I like that.
Oh, shit. Damn it.
That was good. happy birthday.
Silly string is likely toxic.
Wait, no, this is something actually. Okay, so when you're first starting out with someone, mm-hmm. going along the like what's the proper time to like respond to them? Or follow up.
Ooh, I was gonna bring this up.
Like a proper response time?
Well, ever like accidentally get into like a text schedule with someone, like you were actually busy and then you took like an hour to respond.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden that's your schedule.
Oh, they just
like
well,
they
that's
just
talk that's just doubling.
No, but like you talk and they're responding like promptly, maybe every 10 minutes, whatever. And then all of a sudden like you actually like just forgot or something came up, and then it was like 45 minutes later. Mm-hmm. And then like maybe you don't say like, oh, you don't like explain why, because you're like, that, why do I need to explain myself? And then all of a sudden they don't respond. And then you're like, okay, well now I have to wait to respond that long.
Yeah, well, you just have to break that chain at some point.
No, but then have you ever like had it where you just try to get back on the normal schedule and then they do the same shit and you're like, oh, we're fucked.
Oh, like a diminishing return? Like you accidentally responded late and then now they feel
like they have to. And then you try to regenerate the timing and then they do it again. And you're like, okay, fuck this.
Yeah, that's why I think phone calls are just the answer with girls.
With this one girl, I'm on like a 2-year thing.
It's amped up so hard.
It's gotten so aggressive.
See, in 2025.
Oh, 45 minutes? How about an hour 30?
What's the longest time frame you think you've actually done that and it worked, though? Because I think I've done probably for like a year it's worked.
Well, what do you mean worked? Not like actively talking to someone.
No. I'm saying like I've had in the past like a year gap and it's still worked out.
Like you've, what do you mean
by worked out?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Like you ended up hanging out again. Like it was like, oh, I met her, then text her like a year later.
Well, but yeah, that's different. I'm talking about like talking to a girl.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not like she was like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? And you were just like, oh, I'm going to the bars. You want to come?
I feel like the longest I've gone, long time no see. The longest you've gone to like regenerate a normal talking schedule, I think like 3 or 4 days.
No, I say months. No, not months.
You know.
No, I'm talking about like you're talking consistently.
Oh.
Like you were just continuing a conversation, like, hey, sorry.
You ever miss a text and then you feel bad, so you like kind of write it out to see if they'll say anything. And then you're just like, oh, fuck, it's been 3 days.
So you don't reply?
Well, no, I'm just like.
And you're just expecting them to double text? Because you didn't reply in your world?
Call me glass half full. I don't know.
I missed this one. Hopefully they send another one.
I don't think I ever really have text conversations, though.
Yeah, I don't. As soon as it comes down to almost anything. Yeah, I'd rather just talk on the phone.
Really?
Making plans, I don't do over text.
Wait, you small chat over fucking text still?
If you're like talking to someone.
That's not talking. Like, how was your day? That shit shoot me in the skull.
No, more like, what up, bitch? What are you doing?
For me, it's only ever to
the same
thing. What up, shody? What up, shody?
Damn, shody, how was that 24?
How that last 24 treat you? That 9-to-5 life. What up? This is I get no ass.
Well, you know,
talking on the phone makes me nauseous.
Really?
Really?
I mean, unless I want to.
Well, here's the thing for me. Say we've been texting or whatever, and then we're trying to make plans to hang out on the weekend.
Okay, if it's a girl I'm sitting there crisscross applesauce.
Well, I'm just saying
my AirPods in, a Bose speaker, and it's on speaker, and I'm listening through all three methods.
With your fucking feet in the air, twiddling that shit.
No, behind my back.
Yeah.
Crisscross.
Like I'm sitting on a high chair, just fucking kicking your feet.
I don't know. What are you doing?
No, but as soon as it comes down to like, okay, well, I'm busy, you know, Saturday, maybe Sunday, whatever. As soon as that text starts happening, I'm just like, let's just do this in 5 seconds.
Do you hit them with like, are you free to jump on a call in 5 or what do you do? Well, no,
I think I just make it the standard. Like they know. Cause like I'll say like when I call, sometimes they'll be like, hello, like what's up?
And I feel like
I'd rather just do this in 5 seconds on the phone. Than
it's a way easier way to get a gauge of the scenario too. Mm-hmm. Like say you like hit them with some plans and they're like, oh, like I'm doing something that night. And then maybe you're like, ooh, am I getting blown off? If you just called them, you're like, no, I really want to hang out. But like over text, it could just be like, ooh, I actually have something that day too. And you would have just taken it the wrong way. Well,
the other thing for me though is
this is why I just don't talk to
girls. I text like a fucking old man.
Yeah, you
are. Like I'm like thumbs up, text, cool.
I text like a lawyer.
I'm on my Gen Z
shit. Yeah, it's like there's no fun to it whatsoever.
I'm strictly like, cool. Emojis and GIFs.
Oh, I'll throw a thumbs up emoji in there.
See, yeah. that's so millennial of you.
Yeah, see, I think the thing with texting is people just start to fill in the conversation for your side if you don't respond in like the perfect way. Like,
yeah, there's a lot of every single thing from the timing to the punctuation to the lack of an emoji or
yeah,
haha, lol.
Yeah, they're putting their own tone on
it. If there's not like 3 ha-has,
I can't adapt to someone who needs the haha, lol every time because I can't do that. So they think I hate them.
I'm the fucking.
I'll put like an LOL and a haha. And
LOL
like,
is almost offensive. You know what I mean?
Not if it's after a haha.
Haha, LOL. Yeah, that shit rips. Yeah. When's the last time you got a rafflecopter?
A raffle?
A rafflecopter?
I don't think I've ever gotten
When's the last time I got a raffle?
No, rafflecopter.
What's a raffle copter? Is that different than
that's just that's like a fucking XX rar rar.
I can't remember. High school?
Yeah, see, you guys are so old.
Okay, here's one that goes with that, with the texting though. Like, what's the appropriate amount of time to hang out with, like, I think even a girlfriend. You're not living with a girlfriend. How many fucking times do we need to hang out during the week?
I think min 3.
What's the appropriate amount of time to hang out with a girlfriend?
During the week. Like, weekend, yeah, you should probably be hanging
one out. One or two.
I think, like during the week?
Yeah. I'm fine with never.
During the week?
During the week. Monday through Friday, I'm fine with not seeing you until Friday night.
I think you got to get at least a Wednesday in there. Kind of break it.
But it's so annoying.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. It's a fucking chore.
No, okay. In San Diego, like
how many,
I feel
how
you.
How many days a week do you need to mow the lawn? Like, I don't want to do it, but I'm going to fucking do it.
But the lawnmower is not going to suck my dick.
It could. It might not end well for anyone involved.
I think it just depends on where you live. Because San Diego, it's like, okay, especially like for you coming to our house, it's like, fuck, I got to drive down there. And then, oh, fuck, the parking's dog shit. I get a fucking parking ticket. Like, it's a fucking chore.
I'm over it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Him justifying why his girlfriend never comes over. Never.
Trying to put it through me. No, for like
someone. He's like, look, parking shit.
For someone like you.
I know how it looks.
I'm a dick and.
No, I think. It depends how deep you are. I mean, when I was in a dense relationship,
well, because
far beyond its expiration date, I was like 5 days a week.
But here's the
really,
other,
dude.
Here's the other side. Well, of it.
Yeah. Why do you think we broke up? I was fucking going insane.
Here's the other side. Tell me the ding. If you don't hang out, then you have to fucking do the bullshit chit chat.
Well, here's okay. First things first. Yeah, then what? You're just going to fucking text all week and try to sustain it that way?
Ew.
But I think...
Dude, I'm out. I'm out.
Also, like from a girl's perspective, not that I'm a girl, but I can just see how it could come off the wrong way. If you're only hanging out with them on the weekends, they're like, what's this boy doing? You know what I mean?
Working.
Yeah, what could I be doing?
After 8 p.m. every single day of the week?
Going to eating dinner and going to bed.
I mean, try explaining that to... a fucking Gemini.
I'm trying. I'm trying right now. Geminis, listen up, fucking idiots.
No, but yeah, one or two, I think.
And then is it a full weekend commitment?
See, that's what I'm saying, dude. I think we're talking over half the week at that point.
I think it's alternating Sundays with the boys for hangovers.
No, Saturdays are for the boys.
No, like Friday, Saturday, you're hanging out with each other's friends, whatever. And then alternating hungover Sundays is like, okay, one day I'll be hungover with her. One day I'll be hungover with the boys.
I don't know. I'd rather go out with the boys and then be hungover with her, I think.
Yeah,
but have to go out with her and then hear about how much fun my boys had when I'm hungover.
No, but like in an ideal scenario, she's out with the boys.
In an ideal scenario, she doesn't exist.
And ladies and gentlemen, there you have Garrett and John.
Morgan, you're fucking blown. Next topic.
Macy's one of the boys,
though. Okay, this is a good one, I think. Why is it considered like normal and okay for girls to have a bunch of like dildos, vibrators, whatever, but having one shared pocket pussy between the boys is considered fucked up? Why aren't we allowed to have toys?
Well,
why is that considered gross?
First of all, you're asking the wrong crowd because I'm all for this.
Why are pocket pussies gross?
Anything. I'm not allowed to have a fucking little like half an ass.
Oh, you're saying like they're allowed to have all these toys.
They're allowed to have them all, but I can't have it.
I can't have a
rough. It's weird.
I can't have a half-sized body torso.
Yeah, I can't have a torso with tits on it that I rail down.
God forbid you find a mold of Jenna Jameson's pussy under the sink.
Yeah, but you know. All of a sudden, I have my vibrator. I have my thruster, whatever fucking like shit.
You got
have.
A whole drawer, bitch. Yeah. At least let me get my fucking...
Like, could you imagine a one night stand where like you're like she opens your drawer and finds that, but like you open a drawer and you find a bunch of dildos, she's like, yeah, whatever.
Oh, you're like, oh well,
it's just faux. Why is it faux pas?
I don't even know what that means, but I couldn't agree with you more. Why is it so faux pas?
Why can't I have an arm that clamps down on my neck?
Why can't I?
God forbid my boy has to hover over the bed.
Why can't I have a clone of my best friend in my closet, but they can have fucking all these.
No, I do agree. There is a bit of a disconnect on the acceptance.
Like, I have to just use my hand. They have a hand. They could use a hand. But they get to have a fucking...
a rubber fist.
Supermax 3008 fucking speed, whatever.
Yeah.
God forbid I have a life-size fucking Barbie in my closet.
I can't have a fucking Bugs Life replica pocket pussy.
And I can't have an Avatar the Way of the Water.
I think it just comes down to like they already know we're pigs, so to like see it, it's like, ugh.
No, I think a pocket pussy just comes with a lot of questions, especially because we're dudes.
Well, like okay, you know, but what else is there? That's like saying a pocket pussy is equivalent to like a fucking big rubber fist for a girl. That would be weird. But like that's step one of our stuff. That's our first.
Here's the best way I can break it down.
I can't have a vibrating cock ring.
If you went into
That's okay.
Those are cool.
The best way I can rationalize it is if you went into Bill Cosby's basement and you saw a kid chained up, you'd be like, meh, par for the course. You went into mine, you'd be like, what the fuck is going on here? So I think it's the same thing. It's like if you know what's going on already, you don't really want to see it.
Okay, this one's not okay though.
That's incredible.
That's not okay. You
Wait,
can't
it has
have a,
nostrils
you
now?
You can't have a pocket mouth pussy.
How? What's the scale on that? It has nostrils?
Yeah, those are...
Okay. Wait, you didn't know they had mouths?
I think I knew maybe that they had...
They've got like...
I might have known that they've got them. I don't know.
New question. If you were to get one,
This one, the tongue comes
whose
out.
Model are you going with and which hole are you going with?
All of them and
I'd
everyone.
Do the John model.
No, custom mold.
This one, the tongue comes out.
See, that makes me uncomfortable.
Okay, this is why. Because for us, they make them gross.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the... they do like a mini torso.
So yeah, I've seen the mini torso.
The mini torso,
it's just like fucked. It's like an ass, but it's just like this big.
Yeah, well, it's like an ass, but it's this
yeah,
big.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like that.
I mean, no. Yeah, no.
But what was the question again? Let's try to circle back here.
Why is it okay for them to have them and us not?
Because I just think
because we
were just expected to be pigs. Like if you pulled out a drawer.
But I'm already a pig if I just beat my dick off once a day.
Yeah, but like, okay, you pull out a... You yes. wouldn't expect to open a girl's nightstand drawer and see a bunch of toys. You'd be like, whoa, she's into some shit.
No, that's pretty normal.
But if you
now.
Saw ours, you'd be like, eh.
Okay, let's take it out of a bunch. Let's just say they're allowed to have a vibrator and I'm allowed to have one pocket pussy that me and Morg share.
Why am I left out of this shit?
You want to share?
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to make it more normal. Three people, I don't know.
See, that's where it gets me. Jesus, fuck all.
God damn it, Morton.
No, I think the thing is...
No, I think this is... It comes down to equality. And this is why we pay him less, is because this is bullshit.
And there's the cut.
No, I don't know. It's fucked up.
No, I think it's because...
But do we have proof that they would actually even care?
Yes.
Do they?
I don't know.
Try it out.
Okay, here's a...
Leave a fucking... Absolute rusty pocket pussy.
Okay,
see how many girls.
If I had a full on fleshlight,
yes, that's
like
what
a
I'm
full
saying.
On pussy. But the girl, her counter is like she's got like a fucking 8-inch dildo in her thing. I would think that's equal.
I think she would. That same girl would go to her friends and be like, "Dude, this guy had a fucking pocket pussy sitting out," and they'd be like, "Ew, that's gross."
And I'd be like, "No, I think I've solved it. I think it's the detail on the dildo." If she has a dildo that looks like a
no,
very good...
No, I'm talking
good,
a venous 8-inch dick.
That would be weird for me.
That's normal. How many of the dildos don't have the detail that you've seen?
No, I'm saying if it's like like an actually good-looking dick dildo, that's a little weird
I could
me.
See you're getting offended that mine... I could see you're getting offended that mine's autographed by Adriana Cechic.
Can we get it? That'd break be down weird. Good-looking for you?
Can I break down a good-looking dick?
Yeah.
I'm just saying like it looks like...
Wait, more veins or less veins?
Yeah, what is the good-looking part? As opposed to the not-good-looking.
And this is coming from your own mouth.
Why don't you describe a gross one?
No, I can describe a good one.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Describe your ideal cock.
Describe my ideal... Okay, my ideal dildo?
No, you're... however you'd like to describe it.
Whichever one that you're...
It could be rubber, it could be on me, I don't know. It could be whatever you want. Your ideal cock.
Okay, my argument was that...
No, I know what your argument was.
We're asking more about your point, not your argument.
It's
which detail of the cock is you're taking it too far for you?
Okay, like if there's way too many veins, it's weird.
What takes a dick from Jonah Hill to Brad Pitt?
The
other
strength,
than it being fatter.
I think one strong vein with like a branch off to the side is like a strong one.
So too many veins, is it?
If it's too venous?
If it's too venous, it's too far.
Like a spider web on there?
But yeah. That means he's vascular.
What if that's what they want? Are you just... Are you?
Well, no, it's like, what he wants.
But that's where I draw the line. It's weird.
It's not about
that's
them.
Where you it's draw the him. Line. So anything else is fine.
Like if it's...
Wait, but if you were to draw the line, where would you draw it? Like that one big line, where would it be? On the
to
base?
The right a little bit on the top.
Ooh, on you like top? It skewed.
Okay.
Okay, noted.
What was the question again?
Why
your ideal cock? Describe it.
No.
Why? Listen.
Okay.
Why is it fair for them to have them? It's normal.
Oh, I know why. Because they never get to come.
Yeah, for us, we could get the job done with this. For them, they can't get the job.
They can also do that, though, I feel like.
No.
For themselves?
It's a well-known fact.
I don't think so.
They need, like, a vibrator.
They need many things.
What if I need more?
Also, those nails, you can't be going in there like that.
True.
I get chastised if I fucking didn't clip.
Dude, I don't want to beat myself off with these fucking scaly hands, dude. I need
some. Oh, I don't have scaly
hands. Well, that's why you fucking hide it in a good place, and this conversation doesn't exist because we don't have them.
Well, I just want to leave it out, dude. I'm tired of
it. I actually never have owned a pocket.
Okay, would it be less weird if we just had a rubber hand with no calluses on it?
That's what I'm saying. Why can't we have something?
Well, rubber hand, I would objectively say is weird. I will back the girls on this one. A rubber fist would be fucking weird.
No, with a hole in it, though.
No, I know what you mean.
Now, that would be something. Just a new arm?
Honestly, it would just be kind of upsetting for you to buy that.
Yeah.
You're like, you want to pretend you're fucking another hand?
Yeah, that would be weird for sure. But
wait,
I think,
what? Loki, like, we can cut this if needed. Have anyone here ever actually bought a pocket pussy?
No, I've never had one.
Me neither.
No.
I heard fleshlights kind of fucking rip.
So I'm kind of scared if they are that good. It's like heroin. I don't want to be.
Yeah. What, you might fuck
like
around.
I haven't tried heroin.
I should only do it once a day, but if I start doing it 8 times a day, then it's weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it's like I already
talk to women. If I had that, I'd probably just
I think once a day heroin would be bad, worse than the
definitely.
What, I only do it once a day.
Oh, this is a good one in related news. what like do you think you would be the best in the world at if you were a virgin? Because you know how they're all like good at weird, like fucking Rubik's cubes or something.
Almost everything, right?
Like, do you think I'd be a fucking like world class piano player or something if I just didn't care about getting laid?
Let me think.
I don't think women have really held me back from much.
So
you're willing to say that?
Suck for no reason then?
Yeah, it's internal.
Okay, we'll go with a different one here. Okay.
I mean, no, we don't have to switch the whole conversation just because I answered it honestly. Jesus Christ.
Let me think. Okay. If I was a virgin, what would I be super good at?
You'd be a better lover to me.
I would be a better lover to you, but we wouldn't stay virgins for long.
Night one.
No, let me actually think about this.
Okay, think about it.
If you'd never... Well, we'd never leave the house if we...
That's what I'm saying goes along with it. It's not just like, oh, we've never gotten laid. It's like you don't go out. You're not trying to talk to girls. You're not on Hinge. You're not fucking doing anything like that. You're not DMing girls... following
I'd be
all.
Good at I'd be
like just think about your Instagram feed if it wasn't full of just like a bunch of swimsuit models.
I'd be 28 years sober.
Probably sober.
Yeah, I think almost everything, right?
Yeah.
I mean when you're young you start drinking because you don't know how to talk to girls and then
That's why you started drinking?
No, I started drinking because my boys drank. I started drinking because of beer pong.
Cool.
That's a tough one, though. I don't know. Everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anything you thought of, you'd be the best.
Make me into the best version of myself instantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair. Okay, well, this goes along with that.
Probably be closer to the Lord.
By default.
Probably have a better relationship with God.
If you had to create an Olympic event for yourself that you were guaranteed a gold medal in, what would you pick?
Like, am I creating it and I have to get good at it or just based off?
No, you get to create it for yourself
already the best
so that you could win one. Like, tomorrow, they're like, hey, what event should we put in? And you're like, this. I'm going to be the best at it. Taking a whole fucking bottle of Adderall and...
I was going to say Adderall Olympics, you got it.
Drinking 6 Twisted Teas in 4 seconds. Saying I'm not blacked out when I'm blacked out.
Are you asking me what I think I'm the best at in the world at?
Well, I'm saying it doesn't have to be something cool. It could be anything. You get to create the event. You don't have to say like...
Oh, it could be anything.
Yes. Jesus Christ, you ate.
No, but I'm trying to think of something that would be actually cool at.
Well, you don't have any of those things. But
I'm good at like a first hang with a girl and then them never talk to me again.
So appearing attractive on Instagram and then being semi good at texting, but in person.
Oh no, it's nothing to do with Instagram. They saw my Instagram. They never talked to me. swindling them into thinking I'm cool. Okay. First night.
So blowing it. Gold medal and blowing it.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. More, getting I would say mispronouncing words.
The Ghost Olympics.
Reading.
Oh yeah,
just reading up, a sentence
straight
out
up
loud.
Reading. Yeah, if it has more than three syllables, it's tough.
Reading out loud.
Mm.
Gold medal, Morgan Bunges.
I think I just think so fast that it's just.
I don't think that's it.
I think
I
it
really
is.
Don't think it is. I think it has the opposite sort of deal.
Like I'm already on like three words down, and I'm trying to recoup on the last.
I think you're just trying to make sure that you pronounce the previous word correctly as you're saying the next one.
It's another way of looking at it for sure.
Well, like. Your brain's almost like when you teach a person to learn a language, you're like spelling out each fucking vowel and syllable. And they're all separate in your mind. You don't see words, you see it broken down into like, what?
No, I think I just read too fast.
That's not, nope.
So not it.
Okay.
Promise.
I know, you got something up your sleeve.
I didn't have anything prepped. I was thinking something like remembering the keywords to get me to that porn that I like. Cause like I won't remember the name of the person, but I'll
be able to describe. Well, Mitch is not a word you forget very often.
I'll be able to describe the words of the scene.
Small person.
Yeah.
below 4 feet.
No, I 100% feel that.
Yeah,
I really do.
Yeah, you're like.
How many guys do you think are like?
I know what
you'd
be
good
the steps. I know what you would be the fucking worst at remembering anyone's name besides.
Oh, gold medal for forgetting names. Yeah.
Holy fucking shit! This guy can't remember.
Yeah. Should we reverse the question? What would be so bad?
I actually think
at
I could get a gold medal in remembering people's names. He would get the fucking opposite of the gold.
No, we should reverse
it, Chad.
What are you so bad at that if it was the competition?
Remembering
was
names is one of them. I can't remember anyone.
Yeah, that might be.
But we found out the workaround for it. I can remember weird little details about them that will, like, he's like, oh, the guy who had the peacock statue in his room. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Greg.
And I'm like, his name's fucking Bob. Like,
yeah.
How hard is that? I'm not even kidding.
This
conversation, like, happened today.
Yeah. We were driving to his house. I couldn't remember.
We were on the way. He's like, who are these people again?
The thing that actually does work, though, is if you say their name back to them.
No, it doesn't.
You don't think that works?
I introduce myself to everyone.
No, you say they're...
Yeah,
oh, trust Bob, me, nice trust to meet me, you. Nothing works for him.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because John meets someone with the assumption that he's never talking to them again.
Which is normally true.
I meet someone with the assumption like I'm going to be...
They're going to be your best friend for 10 years.
Blacked out.
Or they have
at
a bag.
Coachella in 5 years and I'll run into him and be like, yo.
See, I just... Yeah, nah, I'm good off that, dude.
Yeah.
I've just already prejudged you, deleted you from my life before I even heard of
Yeah.
I'm surprised you even let yourself get to the point of meeting them.
I try not to.
I try not to.
I try not to.
Introduce to my friend John. He's like, I'm good.
Yeah. No, the worst is like a super random person that you know for fuck all true that.
Yeah, there's no chance. Yeah.
There's nothing more uncomfortable than a person you've met 20 plus times and for the life of you, you can't remember their name.
Dude, I hung out with somebody.
In the world for me.
Well, that for you, that must be a common situation.
I've had like three people tell me that to my and. I usually have a good lie. I've come up with lies for why. I'm like, oh, probably met when we were hammered. Doesn't really count. I said that to someone recently who I had forgotten their name, and he said, you said that last time too.
Oh, yeah. And I've done that.
I was like, fuck, yeah, sick, dude.
I'm like so fucking whack about that where I'll literally like go ask someone their name and then go back up to them and be like, I was totally kidding, bro.
Oh, yeah. I've done that. Well, but it's not even for me that I don't remember their name. It's I don't even remember meeting them. So like I'm already like, hey, nice to meet you, dude. And they're like, we've met like three times.
Oh, you take that out. You should never do that ever again. I stopped doing that completely.
And he wonders why we don't invite him to anything.
Come on, man.
Who cares? I'm over it.
Ladies and gents, thanks for tuning in to The Garrett Show. It's been real. John and Morgan showed up. Cool. I will see you guys next Friday.
Yeah, Fridays.
Should I have my guests back again? John and Morgan? You guys like them? Leave something down in the comments.
I don't know if I'm into it.
All right, Garrett,
gang.
Shining off, Garrett Show.
Gang.